This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
This podcast is sponsored by Key for Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to keyforher.com and use the code word TIGHT. It's your birthday today.
I know, another birthday.
Happy
another,
birthday
another year
you.
Younger.
25th of March.
25th of March, day of the Annunciation. Did you know that, Emma?
I didn't know that.
Of what happened on the day of the Annunciation?
Test
of Catholic Ireland now.
What did Jesus do? Did he go? Is he heading off?
Have a good think. There's a clue in the date. The 25th of March. What happened? It's also in the Annunciation. What's that? It's not how you say things correctly. It's an announcement. You are up the
duff.
Yes.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. The angel Gabriel came down and told Mary. Could you imagine the shock? Could you imagine the shock of her? She'd done nothing.
Poor girl.
Poor girl. You're pregnant. Excuse me, what?
Pregnant.
Beggars. And the reason is they're all over at the Catholic Church. 25th of March to the 25th of December. Exactly 9 months. Hence the Christmas Day.
Oh.
So it's riding day. It's riding day.
Your birthday.
Yeah.
Did you do a pregnancy test this
and
morning?
And there's a full moon and it's not a total eclipse, it's a lunar eclipse. Anyone know the difference? I don't.
No, I don't know the difference.
No.
So what star sign are you?
Aries. Leader of the Zodiac. So was Hitler. We make good leaders. Aries.
Oh, okay.
Leaders. Yeah. Follow me. This way, everybody.
Yeah, you do have that
energy.
I
have a bit of that, don't I?
Yeah, you definitely do. Yeah, yeah. So okay, how do you feel with the birthday? It's not a big one, but it's another year.
I know,
year.
It's big enough, love.
Yeah.
But you know what? Do I have to announce the age? Even though I'm all right with it. Right with my age because I don't feel my age. Right?
Okay, yeah.
I never felt better in my life. That's not true, but I feel certainly
you feel good.
At least 10 years younger than I did 10 years ago.
Oh, brilliant. That's
so
good.
I was telling you that before.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of energy. But I kind of, the number, I don't love the number. There's no point in pretending I do. It's what? I'm what age? It's a bit shocking to me. But I'm very grateful to be here.
I know, you have to say all that.
Yes, and I am genuinely. I know a lot of people are not here. So,
and the Indo outed you.
And the Indo then, the big photograph. Birthdays this week. Deirdre O'Kane will be 56 this week. Are you proud of me now for saying it?
Yeah, you said it. You didn't stutter. You just said it there straight away. You just said 56.
I'm owning it, yeah. Leaning in.
So what else can you do?
Nothing.
Everyone knows everyone's age now these days.
This is the thing. And is that a good thing? I think I liked a bit of mystery.
Yeah. You see,
it's a bit. And also, I will say this. I do think they're very, very obsessed with women's ages.
Yes.
I do know they're printing men's as well, but they seem to have. I think the women are scrutinised a lot.
They do tend to do woman's name, age.
Yes.
A lot more. Men.
I'm going to actually make that a little project for myself and just look to see how much of a difference there is on that.
I can't get into like lying about my age or anything like that or even thinking, will I, won't I? Because
it's over.
But you're Ella being 20. What am I going to say? I had her when I was 14. You know what I mean? Like,
so you had her when you were 18.
Yeah, so I can't. I can't go much younger, you know what I mean? Because then people will know she's 20.
As you want. If you told me you were 34, I'd completely believe you.
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
And if I told you I was 48, you'd believe it, wouldn't you, Emma?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
48, no bother.
48,
wouldn't question
that's what I'm aiming for. I'm delighted with that.
Delighted. So do you do anything for the birthday now?
No, I'm doing this.
You're doing this. This is it, yeah.
I've had my birthday coffee. Laura bought me the birthday coffee. You're going to have to give me a little treat there.
I can't speak about that.
No.
I basically just got you something I thought you'd enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're not going to talk about
it. No, we're not.
Your Honour.
Everybody's already thinking, what is that now? They're going down all kinds of dodgy tracks.
It's not dodgy.
I'll go for the one-er. I'll go for a gin and tonic now at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I'll go down to Walter's, down to my local, and I'll have a gin and tonic.
Would you go there often, down to the local?
Not really, but it is a nice, do you know Walter's? Because it's also a venue. I've gigged there upstairs.
Oh, okay. You know, you see, you're living in a different world.
I am, because this is new where I can actually go, 5 o'clock, I'll go down and go down there and have a drink, because I don't have a child to look after. Because
I have an Easter camp this week.
Yeah, God.
That's what I have.
I was listening to people on the radio this morning talking about the treasure hunts, and I thought, I've done all that. I'm done. There's no bit of me going, I'd love to be doing a little, no, done. Moving on.
Now, when your kids were growing up, did you do the Easter Bunny?
I had to do that because we were in England. Now, it's an English thing.
Is it? Is that where it comes from?
It totally is. And it's come in here now. We never had a treasure hunt. Treasure hunt is... When I moved to London, we were in Chiswick, my next door neighbour said to me, I'll do a little treasure hunt for Holly. I was like, what are you talking about? And sure enough, in her back garden, which was gorgeous, she had hidden Easter eggs. So she gave Holly the basket.
Yeah.
And she had hidden little chocolate eggs. All, and I have to say, I was very moved. Like, it was absolutely beautiful. And then Holly was off looking for the eggs in the grass. And her garden was particularly stunning. And to see a child with a basket looking for eggs.
Yes.
It is very cute.
It is cute.
But that was the first time I'd seen it done properly.
You see,
we just got an egg from Super Value or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I grew up like we just got the egg. Like your mum and dad bought you the egg, and that was your egg.
That was it.
I never did the Easter Bunny thing with my own kids. I was like, I'm not. No, but I did do Easter egg hunts.
But that's what it is.
But I wouldn't. But I just, they knew I put the stuff out.
They knew, but they don't care. They're delighted. I still got into it. Once I saw that done, I then did it every year. I then hid eggs in our garden.
Yeah.
They were dying to go out there and find them.
Of course. But I did it in the Irish way of like, we didn't have a basket. So I just gave them like a shopping bag. I gave them
That's no use. You're going to have to invest in a basket, love, into deals. You know, there's a basket cost nothing. Here's your reusable bag.
No, but like, it should be arsed. I just give them a shopping. Actually, I'll give them a tote bag. I'll give them a tote bag.
Tell me this, did you have to make Easter bonnets for school? That used to kill
me.
Oh, I did. In England, I had to make Easter bonnets. There was an Easter bonnet parade. Imagine Easter trying to make an Easter bonnet for your son, whatever about your daughter. And I had to make a bonnet for him. And I did it.
I hung those little legs.
At one point, I was very house proud. I was very into. I used to buy branches, you know, big branches off trees. I love in a vase and hang the little eggs. They're not ceramic, the light ones.
Do you not just get the branch off a fucking tree? Just like.
Well, it doesn't work. They have to be nice. No, I'm quite into the interiors.
You were buying branches to put on your wall and hang.
Not on the wall. And like put them into a vase on a table. They'd be quite tall. And then off the branches, you hang the little eggs.
So this is a period of your life that you weren't working much. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, it was probably my.
That's when we all do that kind of shit.
Working enough.
Yeah, if you're hanging eggs on branches... In your kitchen.
You are not working hard enough. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something
No, that's not true. You're working as a mother. Let's give a bit of credit
I'm the worst. I'm just like, Shane is more house proud than me. He does all the like, he'll pick the colours for the walls. He'll do all that stuff.
Okay.
I've no interest.
No, I'm like nothing would happen in my house if I didn't do it.
He does all that. He'll pick colours and I'll say,
wow,
Grant. I just go with him because he's painting houses all the time, so he knows what looks good.
I know,
good.
But picking the colours, Emma.
I couldn't give a shite. Honestly, I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
Well, I'd be up all night now looking at the charts.
My mother can't. Yeah, my mother can't understand it. She doesn't know where I came from.
We're all different.
She'll point out into the garden and she'll start talking about some plant, and I'm gone. I can't.
That's science too, you see. You're back
into
the stars. Yeah,
I can't listen to anyone talking about plants.
Not for long. Couple of minutes. Okay, moving on, lads.
I'll get baskets for the kids. But then you see the other problem.
You pick the baskets up in deals, Emma.
Yeah.
And then you keep them. So you just buy them once. €2.
Okay. Yeah, but they're like,
you can't give the child a plastic bag and say, go on out to that bleeding garden and fill that with eggs. That's just not the way it's done.
We have to do it quick because the dogs, because you don't want... So first of all, you have to go out and clear the dog shit. Then you have to go out and do it quick and make sure the dogs don't find
chocolate. I don't like those pictures of the dogs that tell you poo blinds children. Do you like them?
It's very aggressive.
They are awful. They've got poo, squirrely eyes. Squirrely eyes. Do you know the ones? I'm glad you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
But to be clear to the listeners, there's a picture. Is it a dog? Or is it a child? It's got squirrely poos in the eyes. Yeah. Like, it's very frightening.
I don't mean this in a bad way, but if your child is in a habit of shoving dog shit into their eyes, maybe they deserve it. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, who's doing that?
I'll tell you who's doing it. Toddlers that are crawling and that aren't fully walking. Little toddlers that are, you know, in the ground, crawling along and accidentally putting their hand in poo and then it goes in their eye and it goes in their mouth. And you know, children, they put anything in their mouth. They try anything because they probably think it's chocolate. Anyway, let's get back to the picture. It's the picture I don't approve of. It's very scary. Yeah. It used to scare the shit out of my kids. They'd be looking at it going, oh my God, what is that? Like, if I touch that, like, will I go blind? You know, that's a very frightening thing.
When I was growing up, my mother was so scared of dog shit, right? Like, really scared of dog shit. So, if I was out,
like, scared of it in what way? That it would jump up and bite her? How can you be scared of dog shit?
I
can know that you don't like it or you don't like the look of it or the smell of it, but scared.
Her reaction to dog shit would be so strong. Like, so strong. So, like, say I'd be out with her as a kid.
Yeah.
And she would literally shout at me about dog shit as if I was, like, walking into a fire. The way she would react.
Wow. As if I'd seen a mouse. Like if I saw a mouse or a rat.
Oh,
if I see a rat.
She'd be screaming.
It's not a good
thing.
And
I was just like a couple of times, you know, she'd be holding my hand and she'd nearly dislocate my arm to reef me away.
Wow. She's a phobia. Yeah.
But then I think when I had my own kids and they were constantly stepping in shit, I was like, I get it. Do you know what I mean?
Only from the point of view that you don't want a smelly shoe coming into your house and all over your carpets or wherever.
Yeah. But it's that.
It's not scary. You'll be screaming.
No, but she would be screaming.
Wow. Okay.
She really.
Will we move on from the dog shit?
Yeah, move on from dog shit. We can't talk about dog shit.
It's a bit like plants and the stars now. We're over it.
No, don't talk about dog shit.
I don't even know why I went there. It was just that picture came into my head. Okay.
No. Oh, yes. We were going to talk about, well, I suppose, yeah, you can't hide your age anymore.
No, that's
but I feel like it's a good time. People are more positive about aging now than we ever have been before.
No, they are, and that is good.
Yeah, there's less of this. Oh, at this age, you have to be doing that, or you can't be doing that, or any of that kind of stuff.
Well, and in fact, it's really swung the other way. I think ageism might be going away. You know, in that kind of, all those phrases of 40 is the new 30 and 50 is the new 40 and all of that carry on. If you're fit and well and you're going at it.
Yeah.
I mean, what's interesting to me is I didn't expect to be as driven, career-wise at this age as I was, say, at 35. So that's a surprise.
That's good.
That's a surprise. I think I'm more driven now. But again, as I've said to you before, it's like a second bite of the cherry. You know, kids are gone.
But
it makes total sense
because now you can more than
now
you
I can, and
younger.
I also feel like I didn't actually get it right the first time. I wasn't able. I just had too much on my plate.
I feel like I'm only kind of getting into it now. But like this whole thing about like known like by the time you're 21 or even 30, how could you? How could you? If you're going to like, if you also want to like settle down with somebody and have kids.
Mm.
How could you have all the other stuff figured out as well? I just don't think
it's possible. You can't. And also you're allowed to change direction entirely. You can get it wrong. Do you know what I mean? There is no time to do things by, oh, by 30 I'd like to do that and I'd like to be married and I've changed. And by that I'd like to be doing that career. Well, give all that up. Like,
no.
Everyone has their own path, you know.
And even with comedy, So take comedy, for example, but it's the same for any job or whatever. When you start,
for example, I was 28, nearly 28, 30, before stand-up comedy ever entered my head.
I started when I was 29.
Yeah. There you go. Let that be a...
Yeah. Like nobody, how many people start a thing and then they know exactly what to do and know exactly that this is the thing straight away? You don't.
No, you don't. If you do, you're very lucky. And if you have an absolute ambition to be a doctor and you go at it, great. I do think it's a lucky thing if you know exactly
yes.
what you want and that path works for you. But, you know, it could be quite boring, I'd say, as well. It's quite nice to go, what'll I do? I'm like, oh, travel for a year, I'll do this, change career,
yeah,
try this, try that. Ah, yeah.
To live, man. Fuck that.
Yeah. So I have no problem with the age. I just have a problem with looking my age. That's I've no interest in that. I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to look like I'm not trying to look like a young one. I don't want to look like a freak. I just want to look well. But I definitely do not want.
Yeah. Are we becoming more accepting of people looking their age?
Well, I think people are trying very hard to do that, but I'm not one of them.
You're not getting
I
on
see
board with
all
that.
These. You're I follow them as well, by the way. Mm. All these women. I'm 54 and I look like this, and they've got the grey hair, and they look bloody great.
Yes.
I won't be going grey anytime soon. I can tell you that now for nothing.
Okay.
But also, yeah, I'm buying it. I want to buy it. I want to be one of them. I can't. I'm too vain.
Like when I was growing up, the shocking shows like The Swan. Do you remember The Swan?
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget the shot. That's the car crash where they all look like they'd been in a car crash. These women, oh, my God, will you ever forget this, Emma? It was quite traumatic.
Yes.
They'd come in, they'd give them a boob job, a tummy tuck, a facelift, like an eye lift, all at the same time. And you'd see them in the hospital bed and they were broken. They looked like they'd been pulled from a car wreck. It was terrifying.
Yeah. Some of them,
terrifying.
They put them, some of them on some episodes to speed up the process. They actually put them in a car and crashed the car and took them out and said, right, we've made a start. Let's put her back together. Like, shocking. And they took them away from the husbands, the kids, the whole shebang. Didn't give them mirrors.
No, well, you couldn't see yourself like that. You'd get an awful fright.
Gave them the surgery and then start getting them to exercise and calorie count.
Oh, no, I know. They were in bits. They were traumatised, like. And then they put them in a gown.
In a gown.
In a gown when they were all recovered with their big lips and the look and the hair extensions and the big hair. And they'd walk out with the big knockers. Like nobody, no one got small boobs.
No, no, no.
Everyone got big knockers.
Yeah,
it was a model. It was like a Cindy doll. It was a prototype.
Yes.
Like this is what men like almost. It wasn't like, they didn't. There was never a conversation where they were saying to the woman, now what would you like? Because I think a lot of them would have been saying, actually, I only want to get rid of me chin. And I only want this. But in actual fact, they went, no, we're going to do the whole
hog hair. And they did. They
did never little, make that program now.
No, they did a little bit of like frou-frou counselling. But most of it was like, you feel shit about yourself, don't you? We're going to make you feel good about yourself. Yeah. But The Swan, everyone knew that The Swan was an extreme show because like, even the fact that it was American and, you know.
No, it was very sensationalist. I mean, that's why we watched it. It was a kind of addictive telly. We're like, you know, I'm ashamed to say because it was like, I need to see this.
Yeah.
I need to see this carnage.
Oh,
but
was it
absolutely,
now
when
extreme.
I think of it, it was such an awful thing to do.
Like, at the time it was extreme. But then that had a knock-on effect on, say, like the regular, you know, Wednesday even 8 p.m.
But you know what, Emma? I like all those shows. Let's talk about all of them, right? So there was 10 Years Younger.
Yes.
There was Trini and Susanna and How to Look Better and Here's Your Spanx Now. And there were, I'd say for a decade.
That's all.
It was, how will we make you look younger and better? But it was all about women.
Yeah.
There was never a show about making men look better or younger. Like, what have we done to ourselves?
That's what I mean,
this
psychologically.
This benchmark that we've been setting.
Fat Families. Do you remember this show?
Fat Families. They actually called it that.
It was called Fat Families. So the presenter...
Ireland's Fattest Families.
Ireland's Fattest Families. It was terrible. Fat Families, right?
When was this?
This is the noughties.
So who was it hosted by? Can you remember?
I don't know what the guy's name was, but basically it was like on Channel 4, his whole claim to fame was that he had lost weight, but we never saw any like before pictures or anything like that. And he would visit these families. And he'd do like, you know, at the top, he'd do the intro. And he'd be like, the Laddie Larkin's from Lancashire.
Oh, it was
and
an English show.
Yeah, yeah, it was an English show.
It wasn't Ireland's fattest families.
And he'd go out to these families and he'd go in their presses and see what they were eating and all this terrible
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yes, yes.
But the obsession.
Well, there was your woman as well. Do you remember the mad woman who used to
examine Jeannie McKeith.
The poo? Forgotten about the, her. She used to
get people to poo into lunchboxes.
Yeah, and I'll have a look at that.
Bizarre behaviour. It was all about, like, obsessed about what you were eating and calories and all this. And I used to watch this as a teenager, all these, like, lapped them up, all these shows. And one day what he did with one family, and, like, the kids would be there and everything, and he's going through their presses and he's reefing out all their food and he's getting these people to be on a really basic diet and exercise, like, you know, boom, straight away.
I remembered.
There was one family, he set up hidden cameras. No, he got private detectives on them, right?
To see if they were eating a pizza or what?
He did a sting operation. They were going through a KFC drive-thru.
Okay.
So she'd obviously been so fucking stressed being on this show, whole film
eating
crew in her house.
And kale. Yeah.
Eating cardboard. And she's like, I'm fucking starving. And
kale is over, have you noticed?
Kale, no one's talking about
no
kale.
No one's mentioning kale.
Kale's
died
finished.
Yeah, kale's
it,
over.
And it fucking hung on for long enough, didn't it?
No taste of it.
What about wheat?
That's what's great. It's Paltrow's fault. She introduced us to kale.
Yeah, is wheatgrass gone?
I hope so.
That's fucking gone.
You're throwing it?
It
into me gin. I have no interest in it.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's all it's used
anyway,
for
carry
now.
On. I interrupted you there.
Oh, yeah.
Go
so
on. So the KFC, they're at the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. And they filmed them.
They jump out and go, caught you?
No, they filmed them. They go to the house then. They say, how's everything been going? And they're like, fine. And they're like, we've got something for you.
And
they show them the
shamed
video.
Shamed them.
And this is like, you know, evening, like primetime viewing. They shamed them all. Christ. Say, have a look at this. And Trini, oh my God, who was the one, the blondie one that used to give people makeovers? And
she was South African with the glasses. That was 10 years younger.
Oh,
so
she was
we go
shocking.
All out on the street now and we'll ask everyone what age do you think she is and they'd all say 50 and then we'd do the work, we'd get the skin peeled, the laser, we'd burn the face off you. They'd burn the face off you.
Oh,
new
burn.
Teeth was big for that one.
Smash brand
the
new,
teeth
all out
the
your
teeth
head.
Out, get the, all the oh. white laser, what you call them, veneers.
Veneers.
All,
smash
a
the
whole
teeth
mouthful,
out of your head.
Smash them.
Yeah.
Burn the face off you. Botox filler, get your hair done, back out. What age do you think she is now? 40. Thank you. Job done. But what are we doing? It's all women. It's all women.
It's
we've
so
been torturing
extreme.
Ourselves for years. And men couldn't give a flying fuck what they look like. And to be honest with you, I don't think they care what we look like either.
No.
They just want to know, are you going to give me the ride or not?
Or not.
And they don't care.
No.
Candles. If I said it once, candles.
They get a woman.
Just fucking be in the dark and candlelight. You'd be
it's
grand.
It's so aggressive. They get a woman. They sandblast her face. They smash her teeth out of her skull. Give her new teeth. Stitch new hair to her head.
Yeah.
Put her in a fucking...
Lashes, nails, the nails. Don't forget about getting that done, the time.
Put her in a corset. Put her in like all this fucking Spanx shite. Mm. And send her out into the street to ask strangers how old she looks. And if we get 5 years younger than we did 2 weeks ago, this is the triumph.
And here's the other thing. I don't like the look. Now, this look is becoming very popular. So now what's happened, right? So we've moved on from there. And now it's become a status symbol.
No, Jesus, what?
Yeah, to have the very high eyebrows. You know the eyebrows that are up here? They're a funny shape.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
And the big lips. Yeah. So this has become, people are proud. This means I can afford this. So this is now a look where people want to look done. Whereas my generation are going, I'd like it all to be very subtle so that you're looking at my face going, has she or hasn't she done something? Now that to me is the way it should be. Like, have you done, has she had something? Can't tell. She just looks well. As opposed to, oh Jesus, you've had it all done. Look at those lips, look at those eyes, look at that face. But that's a look now. It's a status symbol apparently. This is what they've told me in the clinics. The young ones are coming in going, I want, make me look like... I want to look like I'm done.
So, you're telling me the young ones are getting mad bits and bobs done. Yeah, you're only interested in subtle bits.
Well, okay.
As you're sitting in the clinic, you're getting the scandal from the young ones.
Well, I'm asking all the questions, obviously, because I'm always looking for material. And I'm very curious and I want to know everything. So I'd be chatting. I drive them mad. They're saying to me, shut up. I'm like, tell me about her. What's she getting? Yeah. What do they get? What do they want to look? And they say, everybody wants to look done. They're not trying to hide it.
Yes.
Like you, Deirdre, who's going to make it. I want everything to move. I want everything to move. I'd still like to be an actress. I'd like to get a job where my face moves.
Say 20 years ago, you and me now, we would have had to have disappeared and come back to play, hopefully, fingers crossed, elderly women.
Well, if I
there was no need for women in this age bracket. You could be young.
Yeah.
You could do the mom thing, but then you had to fuck off and come back when you were ancient, because there was no need for you at the in-between point.
Yeah,
you weren't necessary.
You have a point. You have a point. I mean, you were sort of, unless you were lucky to be a career woman in the thick of it. You were kind of dismissed. And interestingly, kind of part of the reason I don't act very much anymore. Very few
parts.
Badass roles. Like, you're either a mam
or the wife
or a granny. Like, there aren't many. Now, that's changing, but slowly. You know, and even still, if I'm going to be cast on something, they'd probably want to age me up a bit. They'd want to be,
doing that. When I was growing up, you're not aging up.
Interestingly, though, can I just say, I did. When I was an actress in my 20s and my 30s, I was always cast older and I aged up for about 10 or 20 years.
Really?
Doesn't that say a lot?
Why was that?
Well, because there weren't enough older ones around. Okay. I don't know.
They'd had to have gone and done something else because there wasn't enough work to keep them ticking over.
Mad. Anyway.
If you look, when I was growing up, there was, I feel very sorry for the Maz when I was growing up, because there was a Salpidine epidemic, and with good reason too. Because when I was growing up, my mom stopped working when she had my brother. Because that was the style at the time. As she'd say herself,
well,
there was no childcare.
Never mind the style. It was the law.
The law.
Up until, I don't know the year, I'm ashamed to say.
1973.
Was it? Well done, Emma. How did this happen to us? How have we been kept down? The shock of it.
But you know what they did to them then?
Yeah, get back to the Salpidine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, so they told them all.
Intrigued by that.
Basically, they told all the Mas, once you start having kids, you may fuck off if you think you're working. No one's going to mind your kids but yourself. Get the dinner on. Shut up. Then what happened was Ireland joined the EU. And all our lads from Ireland went over to France. And they said to all the lads over there, they said, oh, we've loads of people working in Ireland. Oh, we're deadly. And they said, and there's women working as well. And they said, oh yeah, full workforce. Fuck. They went back to Ireland and they said to all the Mas,
get the women out to work.
You'll have to work. And they were like, oh, you told us to stay here. And they were like, we know what we said, but it's Europe now, baby. Get out and work. And all the Mas panicked. And they're like,
this is when the creches started.
Yeah.
There's no creches until.
They said, who's going to do the dinner? And they're like, you'll do the dinner. And who's going to clean the gaff? You'll clean the gaff. Who's going to mind the kids? You'll mind the kids. And you want me to work as well? Yeah, we want you to fucking work, you mad bitch. So they made them all work. So all the Mas were binned out of their brains on Salpidine, because back then you could go in and you could buy a few packs. All the Mas were doing 19-hour days. The dads weren't cooking.
Known,
the dads
weren't
cleaning.
I could get a buzz from Salpidine. I'd be on it now.
Salpidine in the 80s and 90s was basically cocaine.
It was very popular.
That was the start of the cocaine epidemic in this country.
Salpidine.
But the Mas needed it, like. They were doing everything.
Yeah.
They were doing, like, my dad didn't really know how to do dinners. He didn't know how to clean the gas.
Oh, no man knew how to cook.
He wasn't picking us up from school.
No man of that generation cooked a dinner.
No.
Ever.
But no one was asking
them. Ever. No.
My mom's bracket of people, I feel for them so badly. Because they made them work, but they didn't give them any childcare. They gave them nothing. And then what did they do with them? They got them on programs like How to Look 10 Years Younger.
Yeah.
Fucking How to Look Good Naked.
And that's why you look wrecked, Breeda. And why
I'm exhausted.
Of course I look wrecked. I'm fucking working. I'm cleaning the house. I'm raising the kids. I'm making the dinner and I'm working. Of course I look wrecked.
I'm not getting equal pay.
Do you know
pay?
What we'll do for
I'm
you no now? We'll burn the face off you. That's what we'll do. We'll give you a few veneers and we'll get your hair done and you'll fucking tell the world you're grand.
And we're going to whack a pencil skirt on you. And she's standing there going, when am I going to wear this pencil
we're
skirt?
Gonna
when you're going out to woo your fella. That's yeah. when you're going to wear
when,
it.
When does a woman wear a pencil skirt? Very rarely.
What are you wearing a pencil skirt? You can't move.
You can't move.
She has to clean the jacks before she leaves the house.
Yeah.
Like
that's when the tracksuits came in.
Somebody said to me the other day. She said, when I'm leaving the house, I'm constantly mopping my way out of the house.
Made you do your little reel about doing jobs? Because that was hilarious.
Yeah, but that's what she said to me. She can't leave her house without mopping her way out of the fucking house. There's no
mopping her way out.
She's
mopping
the floor.
Getting one more job done before she goes.
She's getting the floor. She's washing the floor so that can dry and there'll be nobody in the house. There'll be no footprints.
Yeah, but isn't it great that we've come a distance now where we are reaching a point where we're all going, will you stop the life?
Yeah.
Enough now, lads. You're cooking dinners. You're doing... Yeah, and
people are working out their own system.
We're still expected to look fabulous.
The audacity of these 10-year, How to Look 10 Years Younger show. She doesn't need fucking veneers. She needs equal pay.
She needs a childminder. Veneers, will you give the woman a bit of time off?
She hasn't got time to go to the dentist.
She just needs a few highlights. Jesus Christ, and you're giving her surgery.
She's like, I'm the swan. We're going to take you away for 8 weeks. She's like, Jesus, fantastic. And we're going to break your body and remake it. She's like, what?
That show was traumatic.
We're going to make you exercise and not let you eat. And we're going to give you massive, massive boobs. She's like, I don't know if I really need that.
They should do. You know, be very good now. Many years ago was that to do a 20 years on. Let's go and meet the women from the swan.
Oh, they've met a couple of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
You see everything. Where do you see this?
TikTok.
YouTube. TikTok.
You need to get on TikTok.
If I get on TikTok, I'll have no life, love. It's bad enough looking at the Instagram.
Sucked in. But it not TikTok.
I love all this, though. I love all this. Yeah. I'll have a look when I go home.
A few of them have spoken out.
Where are you seeing this on TikTok? What would you look up?
I don't.
The Swan, 20 years
no,
on.
No, but I don't look
You're hardly
up.
Putting that into the
no,
Google
No, I don't
machine.
Look up any of this stuff. The algorithm knows.
The algorithm knows
by
what you want to see.
By what I hang around on and watch, it throws me bits and it goes, let's see if she'll like this. Let's see.
Okay, but how are you finding in the first place?
I'm opening the app. It's not, I'm just scroll. I'm 39, nearly 40.
When will you be 40? I need 40. That to happen fairly lively.
I'm 40 in June.
Hooray!
Yeah, yeah.
Hooray!
But should
delighted.
I be should I be taken key for her?
I would take it, yeah. I would take it. Well, it's not going to do you any harm. It's only going to do you good.
True.
Yeah. It's a fantastic supplement. But also the collagen you want, and this thing has everything. And if you were feeling, if you thought, people are always confused about when they're perimenopausal. Because it's not an exact science.
Is that a symptom?
Is that a symptom? If you start sneezing in the middle of a sentence, you've got it.
But that's it. Like everything points towards it.
I mean, because there's a rough guide that will say 45 to 55 is rough perimenopause to menopause. But you could be 30. You could be 38. You could be 40.
Yeah.
You could be.
It's kind of like puberty. People could be 9. People could be 16.
Yes. Yes. It's not an exact science.
Yeah.
And then people go. And also the range of symptoms are quite different for different people, right?
Yeah.
Like and if you find yourself being very irritable. A bit of low mood. Going, God, why am I so down and so irritable? Well, obviously the hot sweats are a very obvious one.
Yeah.
You know, but the irritable and being down, people might not necessarily think, oh God.
And it's a hard one actually to be aware of yourself.
It is,
so maybe once you're kind of coming to 35, it's something to think about regardless.
Watch out for. Yeah. Something to watch out for. Yeah.
Because it's going to head that way regardless, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was there a symptom for you in perimenopause that you were surprised by or you thought, oh, I didn't even know this was a symptom?
Well, I went to the doctor because I was very low. I had a very, very low mood, which is unlike me. Like, I could have a day where I'm low, but I can get myself out of that. Yeah. Fairly, I can turn it around. But this was going on for weeks. And I said it to a friend of mine. I said, I must be menopausal or something. Anyway, I went to a doctor. I was living in London. And she said to me, well, what's going on in your life? Now, my dad was very sick. My dad was dying at the time. And when I told her that, she said, oh, that's all it is. And she dismissed me. And she was absolutely wrong. I was fully in it. But she interpreted the fact that my dad was dying as the reason I was low. But it was nothing to do with that. I was 100% in full perimenopause. And I went to a doctor a couple of months later, to a different one, they said, absolutely.
You know, I think you've actually probably hit the nail on the head there, why it's so hard for women to know exactly when they're in perimenopause, because they're always going to have so much other stuff going on in their life.
Yeah, of course.
That they could put it down to, I haven't been exercising, I haven't been this
I'm
or
running
whatever.
Off my feet, I'm working.
The kids are doing this, whatever. So it's probably just a good thing that if you are getting into your 30s, to start thinking about it, because it's coming down the line.
But also, some people think, oh, it's just hot sweats. We don't know much about it because nobody ever talked about it before. This is only being talked about in the last 5 years. Now, is that not shocking to you? You see, I find that very shocking, that this has become a talking point only now. It's 2024, is it?
Yeah. That was about to be a magnificent point until you had to check what year
she always
it was.
Has to check the year and the month and the day.
No, it's definitely 2024,
But like, how has this become an unspoken thing for so long? How? But then again, I mean, how were we kept down for so long? You know, how the fuck has this become a taboo subject? Like, seriously?
I know. We only got divorced in 1996, so it takes time. But we're
here
now.
French had it in the 1800s. And I remember when I heard that, I thought, Christ, we're very behind. That's a lot of catching up to do. They had divorce in the 1800s and we got, what did you say, 19 what?
1996.
Wow.
So we've got to lash the key for her.
Get it all in. Take it anyway. If you have a suspicion that you're in this phase of your life, right? Perimenopausal or menopause, just go on to the Key for Her website, which is keyforher.com, and get the Key Collagen and get the Key Perimenopause supplement and take it. And there's a 20% off with our code, which is what, Emma?
Tight.
Tight.
For Keep It Tight listeners.
Yeah. Now, will we have one of these collagens for the crack?
You might as well.
You could throw this. I was thinking this would be lovely to have with your gin.
If we were going to pitch the new version of
The Swan.
The Swan, or How to Look 10 Years Younger. Yeah. What would we give these women that they actually fucking need?
A bit of childcare.
Yes.
And a cleaner.
Brilliant.
Oh God, a cleaner's a gift from God. Like, that's to me everything. And maybe a little bottle of gin. Some nice tonic, a basket of lemons. This is all much better than surgery.
Yes.
This is childcare, a cleaner.
A few highlights?
Highlights.
A nice blow dry. You know what I mean? Sometimes you can go and get a blow dry and you're like, oh, this is too poofy or this is too flat. Let's test out a few blow dries.
Yeah. That's it now. You might have a little. Would you have a facial? I don't really rate facials.
No. They can get a bit boring. Yeah, and what about... This is what I would want.
What would you want?
I'd love somebody now to come in and... I'd get my mum to come in and make me bed for me.
That's the cleaner, love. That's what the cleaner does. Oh, no, she doesn't. That's only once a week, probably.
I want someone to make the bed up for me, lovely.
Yeah.
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 Get me at like, you know, some, like maybe a hot water bottle, something like that. And then just leave me be.
Just a little bit of time. Go on into your room there and light a candle. So you'd have 20 minutes to yourself to just close your eyes and stop all the
noise. Could we say 45 minutes?
45 minutes, yeah. Absolutely.
That's all we want. Absolutely. A clean house.
45 minutes, a nice candle. the bed made, lie down there for yourself, stop all the noise, tell yourself you're great.
Yes.
You know, go into your own head, step into your own power now, Breeda, because, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah,
step into your own power. That's a nice idea.
Oh, yeah. Because do you know what's a good test?
Mm.
If you see a picture of yourself as a young one,
mm.
when you thought you were a stupid bitch and everyone hated you, and you see the picture of yourself and you're a little ride.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I have no pictures of
Oh, you have to look back at a little picture of yourself when you thought you were a stupid bitch.
That is true. That is true. We do always think I was an awful idiot. But I think that about last year.
Yeah, I know.
Never mind 20 years ago. I look at a picture from 2 years ago. God, I was an awful tick then.
Yeah. We're only getting smarter.
We're only getting smart now. You're younger than me. You're lucky.
But we're getting smarter every year. We may be getting older every year, but we're getting smarter. Oh.
Well, that is true.
So it can only go
patience
up.
And learning to just not react. That's a great one that comes with age.
Do we need
not
to
not reacting? Take it a breath before you speak. Just
do we need to put something in this show? Like, if we really want to get this show made and across the line, do we need to put something in this show that's a bit dramatic? Just
maybe
for
telly's
sake.
Maybe we could have 10 minutes of look at the state of the men.
Just 10.
Is that mean? Is that mean? No, now? Look at them now. But I mean, using them as a positive example in terms of
they're just living their lives.
That lad's not sticking any needles in his face.
That
lad there—he might go to the gym. He might not. There's loads of them not bothering.
Yeah,
they're delighted with themselves. They're going for a pint with the lads. That's their downtime. Going for a pint with the lads.
Yeah, maybe just a couple of minutes of that.
Yeah.
Why don't we get a few cameras on
Let's
the lads.
Let's examine them.
Get cameras on them.
See how much time they're putting into. How well can I look?
Do you know what?
How well can I look?
Let's get their phones and see what they're searching.
Well, that way madness lies.
Just let's see what they're Googling. Because I'm sure most of it is shite. And there's none of them are searching how to get fresher skin.
No, hot chicks with big asses is what they're searching. I'm telling you, they're not going, how can I better myself? They're going, let's have a look at her.
Give us a look at something.
Let's see how much work she's done to herself.
Should.
Not how much work will I do. No.
No.
I don't care.
Would you ever? No.
It's changing. It's changing. Yeah, yeah. The young fella's all, my young fella's going to the gym. He's only 15. So that's changing.
Yeah. Looking after himself.
Mm, they all want the body. They all want the ripped body now. That's relatively new, isn't it? That's only in the last
five years.
5 years. And we've been putting ourselves through 40 surgeries on the swan for 30 years? 40 years? And we try and make women look better. And for the first time, men feel the pressure to go to the gym.
Even the
for
fact the first time. Of a swan. The whole thing about a swan,
the name of it,
is that the little swan, she looks so graceful, but underneath, she's going like the fucking clappers. That's the whole
panicking
thing.
Like fuck.
It's a facade.
Yeah, just make sure you have a long, elegant neck.
But inside, she's going mental. She's scurrying.
It's not nice.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter as long as you look well. There was a phrase, I remember my mother telling me that they used to say things when she was growing up. There was a woman who said, there's no sin in being poor, dear. The sin is in looking it.
Oh!
Now, what do you think of that?
Well,
you were vilified if you didn't have your lipstick on. I mean, there was a standard to be held.
Really?
Yeah. This idea now of to see a sign in the window of a pub, like the clock on Thomas Street that says "No pajamas after 4 o'clock." This is a shock.
After 4 o'clock,
no pajamas.
So before is acceptable.
They're all over in the jammies and the jackets, and the bomber jackets over the pajamas and the slippers. Now, that's not the only pub. That just happens to be one I saw a sign in the window. That's actually in me current show. But this is a madness. This
no
is a
pajamas
madness.
After
going
four.
Going to the
o'clock.
Shop in the pajamas and all like that. That's not good. That's not good. Back in the day, people would be. Mm. You didn't go out without your good coat and your lipstick on. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You presented yourself to the world. Now, I'm not saying we should go back to lipstick and coats, but I don't think we should go as low as pajamas.
No,
the jam there is has to the to shop be, to get the milk.
There has to be somewhere in the middle between wearing pajamas to the shop
and the pub.
And the pub. You see, but we don't want to go back to the selling babies.
Selling babies.
They were selling babies. They were kind of, they were very concerned about what the neighbours thought to such an extent they were selling babies.
I'm lost.
Well, back in the day in Ireland.
Are you talking about the laundries?
Yeah, people selling babies because they were too concerned about what neighbours would say.
Oh, and so there has to be a middle ground. They would ship people off in the dark of night. Yeah, hide her away quick.
They put people into asylums who had a cow's lick. So we need, there has to be something in the middle. Doesn't there?
Had a cow's something.
They love it away. They had a cow's lick. My great grandmother ended up in an institution
because
she obviously piped up about something. She was depressed.
She piped up. They put her away.
Yeah, they put her away.
Oh God, I don't know how we've survived. It was such an awful, awful time. I thought that everyone who ended up in those homes ended up there because they were pregnant. They didn't.
Oh no.
Some women went in because they were flirtatious. That means
they got assaulted.
Would have been in there 100%. I'd have been in there.
Too flirtatious.
Yeah.
You would have been in.
Flirting from morning till night. How are you? It's just...
You're not getting enjoyable. That breakfast muffin without a wink and a nod. Says you, what?
I'll talk to you. Well, I just call it friendly. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But the point is, people could have been looking at, she's far too chipper. She's giving people ideas. Send her off. That is just... I can't wrap my head around that. Whatever about Catholic Ireland and somebody being pregnant and the shock and the shame, you're too flirtatious or you're giving off a vibe that you're a sexual being. That's enough. Get out.
Yeah, if you were 30 years older, you would be...
Dear God.
...in an institution for the last 50.
If I were 30 years younger, you mean? Older.
Older. If you were in your 80s now...
Yeah.
You'd be in an institution. You'd have been there for the last 50 years. No doubt about it.
Jesus Christ. It's a sobering. It's a sobering thought. No jokes.
So basically, I think what happened was my granda's mother, the husband went off to America to kind of work. But I think he got like set himself up with a new family or something. Like he sent back a bit of money. But she ended up in some sort of hospital. Nobody really knows what happened. I say she just had depression.
Lost her mind, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It could have been anything. It could have been as simple as a bit of depression and you'd be sent off to an asylum. Bit of postpartum, bit of this, a bit of menopause that went askew. Off you go, love. There's the white coat. Here's the white coats to come and get you. And good luck.
So their mom was gone and then their dad went, the dad left to go off to America because then obviously... The man's role was just to earn money.
Weren't
so nobody
lucky,
thought,
really?
Oh, maybe stay with the kids. Their mom is just gone.
Yeah. Do you feel very grateful to be to be alive now, to be living now? It's the best time in history to be a woman.
Think about
that.
We just missed the swan.
missed the swan. We were too young and we've missed all that.
We missed
the have to give up your job if you get married. Yeah. We've missed no contraception. So that was what killed women in Ireland.
Who had the time to be going up the north to get the Johnnies? Nobody had the time.
Sweetheart, they didn't even know they could. Once that was the 70s. Once they got the train up.
Imagine that every time
what's
you
her
wanted
name
a
and
ride.
All those great feminists. Nell McCafferty and them, they got the train up to get their condoms. But before that, you know, my mother had 5 children in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Straight away.
Yeah.
Well, there's a gap between me and the youngest one. That was the first time that somebody got the train up north to get the...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
The trip.
To get the condoms. But contraception, that changed women's lives. That was the big, big, big one. Because before that, it was 14 children. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17, 18 children. Nobody cared about them. What in God's name? How did it?
There was a lot of women praying to Saint Anthony to find the lost period kind of thing, wasn't there?
Insanity.
Where's my period? Give me my fucking period.
They just worked.
So we were lucky and no one was bringing us.
We are very lucky.
Nobody was bringing us out in the street to ask strangers how old they thought we were. I mean, fuck.
Imagine if you dragged out those women with the 17 children. Come on out now, Maura. We're going to parade you. This is Maura. She's 50. She's had 17 children. What age do you think she is? What age do you think that woman is now? Never had a facial in her life.
Well, like,
made 100 dinners a week.
The concept of going up.
Lads. Didn't have a Hoover.
To work lads.
Didn't have a washing machine.
Work lads on their lunch. I'm bringing someone up to them. Did going, I, how old do you think
I,
she is?
Have I told you this, Shane, who I do the training with? I think I might have told you this. There's the odd, now this is very old school, but there's the odd woman that he said, and he worked in this pub in a small village, who brought the dinner, covered by a bit of tinfoil, the hot dinner, into the pub for the husband. Brought the dinner to the pub. And he'd sit up at the bar.
Yeah.
And she'd put the plate down and out she'd go. Is that not a very shocking thing?
Well, you know what was going on there, don't you?
Bring that dinner into me now. You're going to get a clatter around the head later on.
No, no. There's plenty of true crimes series about this. She was poisoning him slowly. She was bringing him in the dinner. She's putting a little bit of poison in that meal.
A bit of arsenic.
Yeah. Kill him over 3 months.
I wonder, is that true? Is this more of your YouTube, TikTok watching? Dear God of Almighty, between the dogging and the poisoning of men.
See, I don't want, you're making me sound like I'm fucking obsessed with the internet. I just don't really watch, I don't really go in and switch on the telly.
Nobody does anymore. No. Because you see, this, I don't either. I don't watch the telly anymore, but I just watch Netflix. I watch shows.
Yeah, no.
But I think I'm going to get into the dogging and the poisoning of people. I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd
it's
like
the
it.
You see, it's the trash. I miss the trash telly.
That you're telly missing provide. The trash telly. Okay.
So I get that on my phone. Okay. About true crime.
So what
about
do you go
dogging.
Into the most? YouTube or TikTok?
TikTok.
You're mad for the TikTok?
Yeah, but YouTube's in the evening.
Oh, okay. I'm delighted.
I have a whole system.
Okay, I'm going to get into it now too.
Oh, you have to.
Start.
And I watch but old shows.
It'll be the end of my life.
I actually watched those shows, Fat Families. Oh, the old
what,
one they used
though?
To
Sorry,
do.
Can you watch it? You're watching a show where? On
YouTube?
On YouTube.
Or you can watch them on TikTok. People upload them in parts. But the funny one, do you remember the one where they used to get someone who didn't eat enough and someone who ate too much and they put them in a house together?
Oh, Christ.
Do you remember that
I
one?
Actually
remember embarrassing
remember.
Bodies? I thought
like,
the NHS
but also
was good.
It wasn't just a person. It was like an anorexic person.
Oh, two people with eating disorders.
And yes.
And they made entertainment
they
out of it.
Put them together now. Double shame.
Yeah.
Double shame.
Do you remember embarrassing bodies?
Embarrassing bodies.
You felt
all
like
women, by the way. Were there any men?
Oh no,
those?
There was plenty of men with mad scrotums and all sorts. Oh. But you felt like crawling into the telly and
I
saying, "I'll give
I
you
there.
The 60 quid to go to the GP." Why would you be getting out your hole on telly saying there's something mad going on in my hole? Will you have a look? Like, I'll give you the money to go
there's
to the doctor.
Something mad going on in my hole.
That's constantly what embarrassing bodies was. There's something mad going on in my hole. It was always Hull.
Well, look what we've got now, that Naked Bodies show. I mean, is that not the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life? What's it called?
Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction. Christ, it's gross. It's just, we're meant to wear clothes. Yeah. We look great in clothes. Like,
yeah.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Yeah, but you'd
the
never.
The state of the bodies.
You would
awful.
Never get that show.
Awful.
In Ireland. Say if they had Naked Attraction in Ireland, right?
Well, that's because we're only 50 people plus mirrors.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you.
Yeah.
You can't.
You
you'd never live it down.
And you'd be looking at all of them and then you'd be like, that's me cousin Micheál there.
Like, I'd know that Mickey anywhere.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
Micheál's. Yeah.
Mickey anywhere. Me stand there trying to hide the ginger pubes.
Scarlet. Oh, how did this show get made?
I know that Mickey anyway. That's my cousin Micheál.
I grew up with them.
I Who's
know,
your
yeah.
mom, Micheál?
How did it get made? Though seriously, when I saw that
and
show
it's
first,
still getting made.
It's just so shocked.
It's still getting made.
I'm just like, who's thinking it's a good idea to go on it? Like, why would you do that
do you know,
to yourself?
Do you know my favourite part of that show is, do you know the way they do the screens go up and then it comes to the money shot.
No one looks well.
And they go
no
around.
No one looks well.
And then there's some young one looking at all these Mickeys and she goes, he has lovely thighs. They talk about what's but the obvious
nobody's
thing.
Nobody's ever looked at a row of Mickeys and gone, that one's lovely.
No.
None of them are lovely.
No. They're very aggressive. You're like, why is it staring at me? Tell it to stop looking at me like that. It's making
candles,
me nervous.
Candles, lads. Candles and fucking blankets. Get into bed.
I don't want to come eye to eye with a penis I've never met before.
No, fuck off.
No. It's very aggressive.
I've had enough with the one you know.
Yeah. Looking right at me, making eye contact with me. Leave me be.
And I'm sure men feel the same way.
Of course.
They don't want to be looking at all that, do they?
Straight on eyeballing. I don't think so. Well, the vagina, at least with the vaginas, they're kind of hidden away. They're kind of like, ha,
tidy.
Yeah. It's kind of hide and seek. Where am I?
Yeah, no, they're prettier. Yeah. They're prettier. I mean, the lads.
Uh-huh.
No. There's a reason why back in the day all the sculptures have leaves.
Yeah.
A bit of leaf. Yeah. You know, the statue. David didn't have a leaf, but everyone else.
All the other sculptures
had a bit of greenery.
Say if there was an Irish version of it, who would present it, do you think? Who'd be up for presenting it?
I don't know the answer to that. I can see a bit of difference in your eyes.
I'm trying to think who would be good. Would O'Callaghan, would she be good? Because the presenter has to kind of give it an air of authority.
You can't be pissing yourself going, look at the state of that.
No, you can't.
Do you want to rethink this, Nigel? Are you sure you want to come on? No.
Do you know what I have to say, though? I do find it interesting. I've seen it before. I've seen a few episodes where people go on and you're like, you're putting that on telly? Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be putting my gi on telly, no way. But
if you ever put your gi on telly, love, that's the end of this podcast. I couldn't be your friend.
Thanks so much for all the lovely messages and...
We've had and lovely reviews and the best of luck now if you had to make Easter bonnets and hide eggs and all, and the best of luck to you. And for those of us who are out of it, we'll just eat eggs.
Bastards.
That's me.
Thank you so much for listening. Thanks a mil to our sponsor, Kiefer Her.
Thank you. We love you.
Thanks for supporting us.
Yeah.
And come back next week. We need just, don't we?
Yeah, we do, yeah. And you sounded very like, we need you.
No, we need you. But I need to have something right where I have to say, I have to leave the house. I have to do the podcast. Do you know what I mean?
So. It's just because we're so easily bored. That's what it is. I'm very easily bored. Are you?
Yeah.
Never enough highs. Where's the next high? Where's the next bit of adrenaline coming from?
Oh, I'd love something now to just like, get me going.
Oh, yeah. Would you? You better watch yourself, Mrs.
This podcast is sponsored by Kiefer Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to kieferher.com and use the code word TIGHT.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.